In today's complex financial environment, many retirees are at a loss of exactly what to do. What retirement issues should you be considering? When it comes to your existing financial retirement strategy, have you really covered all of your bases? Are there any important retirement factors you have overlooked? Why spend another minute wondering? Call 303-710-3791 or visit ronkasky.com and get your free financial retirement kit. Dr. Ron Caskey's time and financial retirement kit is always provided at absolutely no cost. He offers a unique approach to a number of important items that you may want to consider when creating a sound retirement strategy for the days ahead. Your retirement is far too important to leave to chance. Call Dr. Ron Caskey at 303-710-3791 or visit ronkasky.com and get your free financial retirement kit today. The number again is 303-710-3791 or visit ronkasky.com now.
Well, hi everybody, Dr. Ron Caskey here, inviting you to stay tuned for The Ron Caskey Show. That's me, I'm Dr. Ron Caskey, that's spelled C-A-S-K-E-Y. I'm going to give you my website, my email address, my cell phone numbers, and here's what I do and what we're going to talk about on today's Ron Caskey Show. We're going to talk about how to protect, preserve, grow, and recession-proof your retirement. I'm going to give you some details. I can do more in front of you, but I'll at least get your attention on the Ron Caskey Show today, and I'll show you how to capture the upside of the market with absolutely none of the downside risk. Yep, for a fact, I can show you how to do that. And then I'm going to invite you to call me for a no-cost appointment in your home or your office. So I'm going to give you my cell phone numbers, my website, my email address, and then we're going to talk about your retirement. It's your retirement, folks. I don't do the gambling side of the table where you pay a financial planner, advisor, CFP, fee taker to gamble with your retirement in the largest casino in the world. And that's Wall Street. I don't do that. So stay tuned. The Ron Caskey Show starts right now. Well, hi everybody. Welcome once again to the Ron Caskey Show. That's me. I'm Dr. Ron Caskey. I'm your host. I'm here every week. At this same time, grab a pen and a piece of paper, jot down my phone numbers, and then use them. You call me for a no-cost appointment in your home or your office, and do it as soon as you can. Folks, when you hear today's radio show, I don't need to read the news to you. You're bombarded with it every day, and so I don't need to read it to you, but I do have some serious headlines today, and then I've broken it down. And here's what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about war, oil, and your retirement. See, people think, oh, well, yeah, there's a war in Iran, doesn't affect me. Well, Elizabeth Warren said we should not have attacked Iran because it has nothing to do with the safety of the United States. You gotta be a blithering idiot. That's a redundant statement when I mentioned Democrats and blooming idiots. Because they are. She gets up, and Bernie Sanders gets up, and AOC gets up, and Ilhan Omar, and Tlaib, and on and on and on it goes. And, oh, no, Trump should not. So these idiots would rather let Iran further their nuclear program so that they could wipe out the United States. Not just Israel, but the United States. That's their goal. And the leaders, Khomeini and all of that regime that threatened the United States for the last 47 years and killed their citizens. They killed 32,000 recently just for protesting. And so Trump goes in there and wipes out the top leadership, 40 plus of them, and then the son comes in and takes over and threatens Khomeini for 47 years, said, death to America, death to America, death to America. And Elizabeth Warren says, well, they're not a threat to the United States. Yeah, again, you got to be a blooming idiot not to believe that. And now their thing, by the time this radio show airs, it may have already been confirmed, but Trump's thinking that possibly he's dead also. They just, at the time of this radio show, they hadn't proved it yet. But nobody's seen him. Nobody's heard his voice in over a week. And so my point is all of that does affect your daily life and your retirement. And so that's kind of the meat of the radio show today. Now, back to, here's my phone numbers. I'm telling you, when I get down to the end today and probably throughout, I don't just talk about problems. You're bombarded with problems, but I bring solutions to your problems. And I'm going to tell you up front, I'll tell you a dozen times throughout the radio show, every time I flip the mic on, your financial planner, advisor, CFP, fee taker cannot give you any solutions to running out of money. They cannot, because they are gambling with your retirement in the largest casino in the world. That's like saying, I got to make a house payment, and you go buy a ticket to Las Vegas so you can go win down there and make a house payment, and then you lose all your money and you come back home, you still got a house payment to make. Well, it's the same thing. When you're gambling in the largest casino in the world, you can't deny that. You can't challenge that. Every day they talk about bets and gambling in the market and place your bet on this stock and on and on and on. As long as your chips are on the table, your money is 100% at risk. I do away with that risk. So here's my numbers. Let me show you how to protect, preserve, grow, and recession-proof your retirement. Let me show you and your spouse how to get lifetime income till death or 120 years old. I show you how to capture all of the upside of the market with none of the downside risk. And I do it all with indexed annuities. So give me a call. Let me bring information to you. Two things. I say this over and over and over. My time never cost you a penny ever. And number two, there is never any pressure from me to you to make a decision one way or the other. I just give you choices that your financial planner, advisor, CFP, fee taker will never give you, because they, unless they're dual licensed, all they do is stocks, bonds, mutual funds, and variable annuities. And so let me help you, and it doesn't cost you anything. Give me 30-ish minutes in your office or your dining room table or a coffee shop, preferably not 15 bucks coffee shops, but I'll meet you whatever's convenient to you. But give me a call. Give me 30 minutes, and I'll show you, and I'll take less than two of those 30 minutes, and I'll show you exactly here's how indexed annuities work and how they can work for you. So give me a call. Here's my numbers now. I started 5 minutes and 45 seconds ago. Here you go. 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. Call me today for a no-cost appointment as soon as you can, because things aren't getting any better. And so there you go. You know, there's two pet peeves I have, probably three, but two main ones. Number one, I am so against the wholesale murder of live babies and Planned Parenthood and Roe versus Wade and killing 64 million live babies. That's number one. I am 100% against that. My second one, and ranks right up there, is these liberal, socialist, communist, Democrat liberals that run the People's Republic of Colorado, Democrat House, Democrat Senate, you know what, in the governor's mansion, and on and on and on. And these people all, you gotta take guns off the street and you can't have guns. You need to read the Second Amendment, folks. We do have the right to bear arms according to the U.S. Constitution. And when you outlaw guns, only outlaws will have guns. Now, in the state of Virginia, when Governor Youngkin was there, I can't believe he didn't get back in. But nevertheless, a Democrat, socialist, communist, like what we have here in Colorado, took over. And here's the headline. Virginia Democrats defy voters with sweeping gun crackdown as sheriffs revolt. See, law enforcement has no problem with citizens legally having weapons, but and they can pass all the laws like they do here in Colorado, and it's getting worse. But the criminals don't obey the law. They still have guns, but they want to take ours away. So according to this report, the Democrat Party's legislative majority, no longer constrained by former Governor Glenn Youngkin's veto pen, is pressing ahead with a sweeping agenda that would ban the sale, purchase, manufacture, transfer, or importation of so-called assault firearms and magazines holding more than 10 rounds. Are you kidding me? Impose a 5-day waiting period on all firearm sales, levy an 11% tax on every firearm and box of ammunition, and further restrict where law-abiding citizens may legally carry. Governor Abigail Spanberger, who campaigned on a promise that I will sign common sense gun violence prevention bills. I got news for you. There's never been a Democrat born since Truman with any common sense, period. But she says, yeah, I'm going to pass common sense gun violence prevention bills. Like that affects criminals? And she has emerged as the chief political rally of these measures in a state whose motto pointedly reads, thus always to tyrants. And it goes on. You want to copy that, and you should. You ought to pass that on to everybody you know. Send me an email, rc@ronkasky.com, or pick up the phone and call me, and I'll mail that out for you. I like Bill O'Reilly. I watch his newscasts, his things every week, and he puts out these little one-page reports. And here's one, immediate gratification. Instant gratification. America is embracing the concept enthusiastically. We want what we want now. That's the driver behind substance abuse. Alter your consciousness quickly. Obesity as well. I want that soda and snack right away. Foolish spending, reckless driving, lack of decorum, all instant gratification stalwarts. And he says that then there's conflict. We want it resolved immediately, like this war in Iran. You see that with the press and Iran. How long will this thing go on? How many casualties? And what's the outcome? And so on. Of course, the Democrats just yell and scream, oh, Trump got us into this. And all of those questions are unanswerable at this point. That tees off many voters. We are, generally speaking, a soft nation that is addicted to immediate gratification. The smartphone provides instant stimulation and outcomes. Real-life problems are set aside, millions of hours wasted. Wasting time in cyberspace has become the national pastime. This is all front and center with the Iran situation, which will require discipline and perseverance to secure victory. Is our nation up to it? Well, our president is, and every one of us as Christian, constitutional, patriotic Americans are up to the task. But it's an uphill battle facing people like Schumer and Warren and Bernie Sanders and Pelosi and on it goes. It's an uphill battle, folks. These people have no common sense. They have no patriotism. They have no love whatsoever for America. And here Schumer keeps the government shut down because they don't like ICE and they want to open the borders again and allow 40 million more illegals in. See, the reason they like illegals in cemeteries is because those all represent Democrat votes. Every one of them, every tombstone and every illegal alien that came over under Vladimir O'Biden and Obama. And that's why they want those. So before I get into the meat of my radio show today, and I got probably more than I can ever cover, just let me run through some headlines. Allure of pricey bowls fades as consumers cut back. And it shows Chipotle or whatever it is here, which Janine and I like. And it says, sales and traffic at restaurant chains like Chipotle and some of these others are falling as consumers grow tired of both salad bowls and their rising price tags. And people can't afford to eat out anymore because it costs too much. I put up a couple of videos and said more people are tapping their 401ks today because they need the money to survive. And so just let me spin through some recent headlines in the Denver Compost and the Wall Street Journal. Oil shock grips world economy. Oil shock hits an already fraying economy. What markets are saying about the war in the Gulf? Mortgage rates rise for second straight week. They're up to 6.11% because you've got this idiot Powell running the Fed. He's not an economist. He doesn't care about the citizens. He just hates Trump. That's it. And so he keeps these interest rates up and now the mortgage rates are continuing to rise. Oil prices drive Dow to the year's worst close. Oil prices drive Dow to the year's worst close. A long-feared Gulf oil squeeze begins to hit the global economy. Stocks suffer third straight weekly loss. War brings pain to parts of domestic economy. And here it talks about airlines and automobiles and trucks and now farmers and the slowdowns and housing. Oil markets turmoil expected to linger as price tops $100 a barrel. Economic risks of war hit stocks. Airfares climb, driven largely by fuel costs. IEA calls oil supply upheaval the worst ever. Stocks fall as conflict sinks in. Now, let me ask you, because I do have common sense, let me ask you a simple common sense question. Watching all of the news and the headlines, trying to fill up your vehicles, trying to go to the grocery store, try to survive today. Do you really think the stock market, where your entire retirement is, stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, do you really think that the economy's getting better? Do you really think the stock market's going to just go bluey out the top and just make you money hands over fist? Do you really think that? Get a brain, folks. I'm telling you, I don't mean to be mean, but what are you smoking? If you think the economy's getting better, and I know Trump says when the war is over in Iran, which could be weeks, could be months, but when the war's over, he says the price of fuel, gasoline, crude oil, diesel, so on, will be lower than it was before this war started. And you say, yeah, go Trump. Okay, then let me ask you another common sense question. When do you really think that's going to happen? How much of your stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, how much of your investment portfolio are you willing to lose before the economy turns around? How much are you willing to lose? How much are you willing to leave at risk? When every day I tell people, indexed annuities allow you to capture all of the upside of the market with absolutely none of the downside risk. There is no risk in indexed annuities. And I've got two of them. I was going to save it for the end, but I've put videos up. I put it in my newsletters. I put it on my radio shows. I've talked till I'm blue in the face, but I've got two indexed annuities right now that aren't going to be around forever. One of them right now has a bump in an upfront bonus of 14%, and that's $20,000 to $74,999, 14% bonus. It's not going to last forever. Right now, anything over $75,000, you can get a 23% bonus. But listen to this. It's the first flexible indexed annuity I've seen in decades with these kind of bonuses. And you can lock right now, a flexible means you can add to it for life. But the first 3 years that you own either one of those annuities, the first 3 years, you get that 14% bonus and you lock in that 23% bonus on all new money that you add to that indexed annuity the first 3 years. After that, you can add to it till Jesus comes, but you won't have those bonuses. But that's unheard of in today's environment. 14%, 23%, and lock those bonuses in on all new money. Here's the other one. Now, that one's for accumulation money if you need it, or for younger people that aren't looking for income anytime soon. On the other side, I've got an income annuity, meaning if you plan on using income anytime soon, the day it's issued or 5-10 years out, whatever. But it's an income annuity, so it has a 10% bonus going in and a guaranteed 10% at minimum, 10% a year for 20 years. And the reason I say minimum, because thanks to one of my clients asking this question, she said, is that all we get if the market goes above that? I checked, said, no, thanks for asking. If the market goes above that 10%, that's what's credited to your account on that next anniversary. And so it's a minimum of 10% a year for 20 years. And then when you turn income on, it's lifetime income for you and your spouse till you die or hit 120. Everybody that I showed either one of those annuities to, every one of them without fail, they immediately say, well, that's a no-brainer, isn't it? I said, well, it is for me, and it is for hundreds of other people. It's a no-brainer, folks. And so help me, then they still ask, well, where's the downside? There isn't. There is no downside to that. And so at least get the information. I'll bring it to you at no cost. Now, I want you to stay tuned because I'm coming down to a break here. But I'm going to talk about the war and oil and why it matters to your wallet today and why it matters to your retirement. And I'm going to tell you, if you filled your car lately or looked at the price of airline tickets, you already know something is happening in the world and it ain't good. And it's going to affect everything you do. The conflict has moved from a political story to an economic story. So give me a call. Let me bring you the information. What you do with it's your business, but it doesn't cost you anything. 303-710-3791, toll free is 877-218-1972. Call me today. Stay tuned. I'll be right back. Well, hi, everybody. Dr. Ron Caskey here. You know, people go to Las Vegas, Cripple Creek, Central City, whatever, and they say, if I pull this handle one more time, surely I'll win. People get off the airplanes all happy. They get back on the same airplane 3 days later, all sad. My point in saying that is the market will not sustain highs. It goes up and it goes down. So I'm suggesting that you don't wait until the market tanks to get your money changed over to a safety net. That's where I come in. I do everything with indexed annuities where the risk is on the life insurance company instead of on your shoulders. I do it all with indexed annuities and life insurance. So if you're interested in capturing the upside of the market with none of the downside risk, I'm the guy you want to talk to. And my time never costs you a penny, ever. All you got to do is pick up the phone, call me, get on my calendar, and I'll bring the information to you. Here's my numbers. Call me now. Don't put it off. Don't wait until the market tanks. 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. Pick up the phone right now. Get on my calendar. Don't put it off. 877-218-1972. Again, my name's Dr. Ron Caskey. My time doesn't cost you a penny ever. Call me now. Thanks. Bye.
Walter J. Hopp of Hopp & Associates is a law practice limited to estate and business planning. Walter is a Colorado native with extensive experience with clients local and nationwide, and is a former partner in a large multi-state estate planning law firm. Affiliated with several professional groups to provide the most current and unique solutions for his clients, Walter is the author of articles and a book on estate planning, and a frequent speaker over the years to lawyers and groups alike. Again, on estate planning, Walter offers a unique approach for how to protect yourself and loved ones from a litigious and expensive legal system. And listen to this, your first meeting with Walter is free, that's right, free, to see if they can improve on planning that you may already have in place. Call Walter and Associates PC of Longmont. Call today, 303-776-4045, or email him at walterhopp@hopplaw.org.
Well, hi, everybody. Dr. Ron Caskey jumping in here just for 60 seconds to tell you about orphan 401ks. I've been talking about that for several weeks, did a couple of webinars on it. If you have left a job and left a 401k behind, that is an orphan 401k that no one cares about, no one's contributing to, no one's matching your money, and if you leave it there long enough, the fees will destroy that orphan 401k. So we can move that into an IRA annuity. It's just a matter of paperwork, a transfer form, and get it out of there into something that'll grow for you. Call me for a no-cost appointment in your home or your office. Here's my number, 303-710-3791. Do it today. Don't put it off.
In today's complex financial environment, many retirees are at a loss of exactly what to do. What retirement issues should you be considering? When it comes to your existing financial retirement strategy, have you really covered all of your bases? Are there any important retirement factors you have overlooked? Why spend another minute wondering? Call 303-710-3791 or visit roncaskey.com and get your free financial retirement kit. Dr. Ron Caskey's time and financial retirement kit is always provided at absolutely no cost. He offers a unique approach to a number of important items that you may want to consider when creating a sound retirement strategy for the days ahead. Your retirement is far too important to leave to chance. Call Dr. Ron Caskey at 303-710-3791 or visit ronkasky.com and get your free financial retirement kit today. The number again is 303-710-3791 or visit ronkasky.com now.
Welcome back to my second segment of today's Ron Kasky Rant, and I'm glad you're still here. Give me a call, jot down my phone numbers, hurry, and then use them this afternoon after the radio show, 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. Give me a call for a no-cost appointment in your home or your office. I'll give you my numbers again at the end of the radio show today. As you know, most of the time on my Sunday radio show, I play one of my songs off of one of my five gospel albums or one of my videos or something, and people over in Grand Junction say, hey, we don't get the Bible Views show over here, would you sing on Saturday? And I do when I remember. So before I forget, let me sing this song. And it's after all of this chaos that's going on. See, the problem, so much worry and so much distress and so many psycho analysts is because people have no hope. Those of us who are born-again Christians, our hope is in Jesus Christ, not Wall Street. Our hope is in Jesus Christ, not the district of criminals. Our hope is in Jesus and the shed blood, his shed blood on Calvary. And we sleep well at night knowing that we're just pilgrims here and we're going to a better place. But the world and all of these satanic atheists that are running it have no hope. And so I wanted to sing this song for you right now. It doesn't take long. Hope it's a blessing to you. It's one I recorded years ago, and it's called Sheltered in the Arms of God. Remember where your hope is as a Christian. Here you go.
I'm sheltered in the touch of hands so kind and tender. They're leading me in paths that I must trod. I have no fear when Jesus walks beside me. It's the last mile you must trod. I'll fall asleep and wake in God's new heaven, sheltered safe within the arms of God. So let the storm the dark clouds rise, they won't worry me, for I'm sheltered. of God. He walks with me, and naught of earth shall harm me.
If you don't have that kind of peace that passes all understanding in Christ Jesus, and you can't sleep at night because of worry and distress and so on, we need to talk, folks. We need to talk now. Because if you're a born-again Christian, Paul said, be anxious for nothing. Don't worry about anything. But in everything with prayer and supplication and thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God that passes all understanding will keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. So if you don't know about that, let's talk. Call me. Don't put it off. All right, now let's get down to business. I got to hurry, and I did a lot of research on this war, oil, and why it matters to your wallet. And like I said before, the conflict in Iran has moved from a political story to an economic story. Oil markets are reacting. Gas stations are reacting. The stock market is reacting. And whether people realize it or not, retirement accounts are reacting too. The International Energy Agency says the current supply upheaval in oil markets could be the worst in years. They're projecting supply could drop 8 million barrels a day, pushing global production down to 98.8 million barrels a day. That's the lowest levels since early 2022. But here's the thing. You say, well, so what? Well, when oil drops, prices go up. When oil goes up, everything else follows. Oil, before this thing started, oil was $72 a barrel when the war started. Now it's over $1.03 a barrel and climbing. Local price gas prices right up the street from us, down at the intersection of 119 and 25, all of those and Murphy's on this side of the highway, were $2.18 a barrel when this thing started. And overnight, it went to $3.89 a barrel. The Wall Street Journal says worries mount that the conflict could pose a serious threat to economic growth. And folks, oil isn't just gasoline. Listen up. Oil affects trucking, which affects shipping, which affects cost of goods and services. Airlines, it affects airlines, it affects manufacturing, it affects food production, it affects heating costs. And here's one that most people don't even think about. It affects farmers. Not only the diesel that it costs to harvest, plant and cultivate and harvest the grain that makes the food that we buy at the grocery store and the cattle, not only that, but it affects farmers because fertilizer can't get through the shipping lanes in the Strait of Hormuz. And so it affects farmers at every turn. And so that just means the conflict is already touching every American household. I don't care what industry you're in. It affects everybody that's listening to me today. Now, same time all this is happening, the U.S. is doing something it hadn't done in half a century. The first new, and Trump just announced this a few days back, the first new U.S. oil refinery in 50 years. And Trump just announced something that it hadn't happened in 50 years. Brand new oil refinery is being built in the United States in Brownsville, Texas. And this isn't a small project, folks. It's estimated to cost $300 billion. It's expected to be the largest refinery in U.S. history, designed to be the cleanest refinery in the world, creates thousands of American jobs. The expected capacity out of this refinery is 168,000 barrels of additional crude a day, and construction's scheduled to begin this year. This isn't 5 years down the road. He's starting it this year. For decades, here's why it matters. For decades, America has done something that never made sense. We produce oil, ship it overseas. How stupid can these people be? We've got enough oil right just in the Bakken oil field up in the Dakotas to last America 400 years at $16 a barrel. But we go to our enemies and pay through the nose for crude? No. Trump said enough is enough. And the import refined fuel back into, then we import it, that refined fuel, back into to our country. The refinery that Trump's building could begin reversing that. But here's the key point for investors and retirees. Even if more supply eventually comes online, the current oil shock is already moving through the economy and your retirement accounts. It affects stock markets, bond markets, inflation, household budgets, mortgage rates. It brings us to something that's already happening all over again. Interest rates, inflation, retirement risk, mortgage rates just moved up again. I mentioned that when I read those headlines. And it climbed to 6.11% recently, probably more by the time this radio show airs. Because here's why. The Federal Reserve watches inflation and energy prices very closely. When oil spikes, inflation rises. When inflation rises, the Fed keeps interest rates higher longer because he hates Trump. And that has a ripple effect through the entire economy. So here it is. Higher oil prices can lead and already has led to higher airline tickets, higher shipping costs, higher grocery prices, higher heating bills. Farmers are also watching this closely because a huge percentage, I mentioned this, but a huge percentage of the world's fertilizer shipments move through the Strait of Hormuz. And if shipping's disrupted there, food prices eventually rise here. And so here's the real question. Where is your money while all of this is happening? Is it sitting in the Wall Street casino where volatility can wipe out years of gains? Or is it protected? And if it's protected, it's protected by my indexed annuities. I guarantee you it's not protected in stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. It is 100% at risk. Let me tell you, that risk is 100% on your shoulders. Your financial planner advisor, CFP Feetaker, all they're doing is taking a fee. They take no risk. All you do is pay them to gamble with your retirement money. And they'll just say, oh, yeah, well, just hang on. It'll come back. You know what? The older you get, the less hanging on time you have. And so they just continue to put your money at risk. Oh, well, place your bets over here, and we'll see how that works out. And Why? Why do people do that? Now, if it's in a 401k and you've got a arrogant, greedy third-party administrator at your work that doesn't, they don't care either. All they're doing is taking a fee to manage, so-called, gamble with your 401k. And so, again, that TPA at your corporation, they don't take any risk, and they don't care. They just say, wow, look at here. I got $3 billion I can place on the table in Wall Street. And you can't do anything about it. And people ask me, what about my 401k at work? Well, you got a choice, but I'll tell you, it's free money if they match it. It's still free money. But when you leave that job, you need to move that out of the casino into an IRA annuity. Because if you've left a 401k behind at your work, nobody's contributing to it, nobody's managing it, they probably sell the paper to a lower house, and they will eat it up in fees if you leave it there long enough. I know, because I had a lady recently, and she called, and she had zero in there because they just eat it up in fees. Nobody cares. So if you've got, by all means, folks, if you have an orphan 401k, that's a 401k that you left behind, if that's you and you've got an orphan 401k, call me now. You gotta look at it and see if it's worth it to you. I don't know. Leave it there and let them eat it up in fees, or bring it over here and no risk, no downside. You capture the upside of the market with none of the downside risk. It's a no-brainer, and my time doesn't cost you anything ever. So in closing this segment in this radio show today, I'm going back where I started earlier, and I want to talk about those two annuities that solve every problem I've talked about today. Solves every problem that I've talked about today. And it'll solve the problem. I mean, if the headlines we just talked about scare the daylights out of you, you need to call me. And if it doesn't scare the daylights out of you, you either have one of my annuities now or you're deaf, one or the other. Or a dyed-in-the-wool gambler. If I were you, I'd get one of these expensive airline tickets and head for Las Vegas, because you just love gambling. But there's these two annuities right now that are first of all, this one with it's a flexible annuity and protect these bonuses for 3 years. I haven't seen that in decades, folks. And here it is, $20,000 to $74,999, which is basically $75,000. You get a 14% bonus up front, and lock that 14% in on every new dollar you put into that annuity. Add to that annuity for the next 3 years. $75,000 and up is a 23% bonus, and you lock that 23% in on all new money you add to that for the next 3 years. Now, you can add to them till Jesus comes, but you can lock in those bonuses. I mean, it's unheard of. You can add money for life, but the new money that you add for the first 3 years receives that bonus protection. And I'm telling you, that is temporary. I tried to get out of the company. How long are you going to leave this? And they say they don't know. But there will come a day when they'll say, okay, you guys have sold enough of these, we're cutting it off. And they'll give me a couple of days or whatever. And I've got a list right now. People are selling property or whatever and say, if that's headed away, be sure and let me know, and I'll find it somewhere. But so that's an accumulation annuity. That's for money if you need it, or just grow it and pass it on to your beneficiaries and so on. The other one, and there's these two kinds of index annuities. One's for accumulation, one's for income. So if you think in the next few years, immediately or whatever, you're going to need income out of this annuity, that's an income annuity. So here's another one. And it has a 10% upfront bonus and a guaranteed minimum of 10% a year. Minimum 10% a year for 20 years. Guaranteed, in writing. And that one also has that long-term care doubler benefit, that if you have to go in a nursing home, whatever your income is, they'll double that to help you pay for long-term care. And when you'll run out of money in 6.7 years, and so they won't double it anymore, but the average stay in a nursing home is 3 to 5. But if you're still alive and you're a long liver, they'll come back in and pay you the income until you die. And so, folks, that's a minimum of 10%. Thanks to one of my clients that asked that question, is that all I get if the market goes above that? I said, I don't know. I have to check. I did. I said, thank you very much. Because, yes, If the market goes above that 10%, that's what they credit your account on that next anniversary. And so the people that I have shown that to, they, without fail, they say, well, that's a no-brainer. And I always say, yeah, it is to me. And so after that 20-year guarantee, then it reverts back to the index and just continues to grow. And so, you know, the world is unstable right now. And wars move oil. Oil moves inflation. Inflation moves interest rates. Interest rates move markets. But here's the good news. See, I told you, we can talk about problems, but I give you solutions that you can't get in stocks, bonds, and mutual funds and variable annuities. And so the good news is I can stop the risk. I can stop the fears. I can give you an indexed annuity that captures all of the upside market with absolutely none of the downside risk. When you decide to take income, it's income for you and your spouse for life or out to till death or to 120 years old. And any money that's left in your indexed annuity when you die goes to your beneficiaries. Period, end of story. Folks, I'm telling you, it's a no-brainer. You need to call me today. 303-710-3791, toll free. Is 877-218-1972 for a no-cost appointment in your home or your office. Don't put it off. I'll bring you the information, no cost. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Walter J. Hopp of Hopp & Associates is a law practice limited to estate and business planning. Walter is a Colorado native with extensive experience with clients local and nationwide, and is a former partner in a large multi-state estate planning law firm, affiliated with several professional groups to provide the most current and unique solutions for his clients. Walter is the author of articles and a book on estate planning, and a frequent speaker over the years to lawyers and groups alike. Again, on estate planning, Walter offers a unique approach for how to protect yourself and loved ones from a litigious and expensive legal system. And listen to this, your first meeting with Walter is free, that's right, free, to see if they can improve on planning that you may already have in place. Call Walter and Associates PC of Longmont. Call today, 303-776-4045, or email him at walterhopp@hopplaw.org.
Well, hi, everybody. Dr. Ron Kasky jumping in here just for 60 seconds to tell you about orphan 401ks. I've been talking about that for several weeks, did a couple of webinars on it. If you have left a job and left a 401k behind, that is an orphan 401k that no one cares about, no one's contributing to, no one's matching your money, and if you leave it there long enough, the fees will destroy that orphan 401k. So we can move that into an IRA annuity. It's just a matter of paperwork, a transfer form, and get it out of there into something that'll grow for you. Call me for a no-cost appointment in your home or your office. Here's my number, 303-710-3791. Do it today. Don't put it off.
In today's complex financial environment, many retirees are at a loss of exactly what to do. What retirement issues should you be considering? When it comes to your existing financial retirement strategy, have you really covered all of your bases? Are there any important retirement factors you have overlooked? Why spend another minute wondering? Call 303-710-3791 or visit ronkasky.com and get your free financial retirement kit. Dr. Ron Kasky's time and financial retirement kit is always provided at absolutely no cost. He offers a unique approach to a number of important items that you may want to consider when creating a sound retirement strategy for the days ahead. Your retirement is far too important to leave to chance. Call Dr. Ron Caskey at 303-710-3791 or visit roncaskey.com and get your free financial retirement kit today. The number again is 303-710-3791 or visit roncaskey.com now.
Well, there you go. There's the Ron Caskey Show for today. I appreciate you listening. And I'm going to tell you again, you need to call me for a no-cost appointment. No cost. My time never costs you a penny, and there's never any pressure from me to you to make a decision one way or the other. I'm going to show you how to protect, preserve, grow, and recession-proof your retirement. So all I want you to do today is give me a call and get on my calendar for a no-cost appointment in your home or your office. And again, no cost, no pressure. But I am going to show you, and I use only, you've heard the show, you've heard me say it week in and week out, I only talk about indexed annuities. That's a life insurance company product where your money is indexed to a market. Your money is not in the market. So if you want to get the truth, you want to get the honest facts about how to protect, preserve, and grow and recession-proof your retirement, call me today, 303-710-3791, toll-free, 877-218-1972. And oh, by the way, don't forget to dial in here, KLTT, tomorrow to the Bible Views radio show. Thanks for listening. Bye.